There has been a war against parents and their children for many years when it comes to the school system, the public school system, and vaccinations. Not all vaccinations are the same. We saw this with COVID. We've seen this with certain shots that all of a sudden the kid is fine, talking, alert, and next thing they receive a shot and they are experiencing symptoms, and the parent experiences a child that is not the one they took in to visit. There are a lot of children out there that are vaccine injured. This New York midwife has been fined $300,000 for giving homeopathic pellets to 1,500 children instead of their required vaccinations. So while the news, the mainstream propaganda news, wants to paint this woman as a villain and is talking to people who have been propagandized by, yes, all vaccines are great. Not all vaccines are great. Maybe some vaccines are helpful, but the latest cocktails doesn't seem to be very helpful. And let's not even start talking about what the freaking heck happened during the COVID years, where people who even had proof of vaccine injuries were still mandated to take these vaccines. The fact that we're still talking about these conversations and that there is a large gap of people and population that doesn't understand, doesn't get what we are living through is daunting to me.
Jeanette Breen's practice, where she helps women birth babies at home. But a state investigation found Breen falsified vaccine records for nearly 1,500 children, giving students homeopathic pellets instead of required vaccinations. According to state officials, Breen had patients all over New York State as far as Erie County, but the majority of false vaccinations are on Long Island, 488 in Nassau and 345 in Suffolk.
I'm a teacher, so it's even worse because it's so important to have your kids vaccinated, and to lie about it and to put other kids in danger is horrible.
Obviously, I'm not happy about it because we all vaccinate our kids for a reason, and if they're falsifying it, it's not right.
Yeah.
It just isn't, yeah.
Many were shocked to hear about the scheme, which allegedly falsified mandatory vaccines like polio, measles, and the chickenpox, which are required to attend school.
And the state says they contacted 300 school districts in New York State, letting them know that there are children in their schools that may have false vaccination records.
One of the things that they're saying about her is she put many people at risk for communicable diseases by lying. You know, the United States is putting people at risk for communicable diseases by leaving their borders open. A lot of those children are now in public schools. We don't know if they have updated immunizations. There are many layers to this that are extremely alarming, especially when, you know, they're going after this woman who may have potentially saved all these children's lives, right? You know, there are parents who, like I said, their kid gets a vaccination and it's the point of no return. They don't have the same kid again for the rest of their lives. There's something that's not quite the same. When you look at the bigger picture and you see, for example, what the pharmaceutical industry has done, has gotten away with, and how this midwife is targeted for $300,000 when she's probably saving people's lives, whether you agree with her method or not. But it wasn't like parents were coerced to doing this. It seems like parents were seeking someone like her out. There has been a war with the parents and children and the public school system and this incredible push for vaccinations that we are now seeing may not be as effective. Do research for yourself. This is Rosangel Perez of Cafecito Break. Thank you for tuning in.